This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said he did not agree with the CDC commissioner's prediction that this fall could be one of America's worst public health crises. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert Redfield made those comments during an interview this past week. During a news conference at his golf club in New Jersey, Mr. Trump said he did not agree and added that if you look at these numbers, they're coming down very substantially. We've done it right. New Zealand on Sunday reported 13 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus over a 24-hour period as the country's first outbreak in months continues to grow. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said during a media briefing that all but one of the new cases were community transmissions and appeared to be linked to a cluster in Auckland, where the most recent outbreak started. The 13th infected person was a traveler returning from abroad and managed quarantine. The new cases took the number of active ones in New Zealand to 69, this after going months of having no recorded cases. Globally, approximately 770,000 people have died from COVID-19. And the figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India altogether, totaling over 11 million. U.S. President Donald Trump said that his younger brother Robert Trump died Saturday night, a day after the president visited him in a New York hospital. The president referred to him as his best friend in a statement, adding that he will be greatly missed, but we will meet again. His memory will live on our heart forever. Robert, I love you. Rest in peace. Robert Trump, who's 71, was younger than the 74-year-old president and was a business executive and real estate developer. The